We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good parent or bad parent?
Good morning, the Buzz.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, great. I sense that you have the same dilemma that I have.
A bad parenting? Yeah, I am. Pretty not okay with my husband right now. I have a 5-year-old, and she is the cutest thing on earth. I love her so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always spoil her, you know, like any parent does with their kids. We always spoil her for the holidays with gifts.
Okay, sure,
but
yeah.
My husband has gone totally crossed the line this year, he's cutting me out.
What?
He's refusing to give a shared gift. He's wanting to give, like, his own gift. It's like, you know, from daddy only type of gift, first of all. And then, second of all, he wants to make it, you know, bigger and better than, like, Santa even brings. And, you know,
oh,
like,
he wants to be the hero.
What's wrong with that?
It makes me feel, like, so insecure because, you know, I don't want my daughter to be, oh, well, Mom, I don't like your gift. What is this? Like, that's
yeah, Mom,
cool.
Where's your gift? Wait, why is Dad just, that's playing favorites.
Oh, God.
My husband used to do that, 100%. Too, by the way.
I am in the same scenario, but I want to give my 3-year-old, Allison.
Yeah.
This is going to be, you know, the first, you know, it's right around that age is their first Christmas that they really kind of get it
she
with the whole Santa
yeah.
stuff, right? And then she knows who Mommy is, she knows who Daddy is, she knows who Santa Claus is. And,
sure.
And I want to do a gift, a special gift just from Dad.
Why do you do that? My husband did the same thing. What is it? What's up with you, Dad?
Because
why
we
do you
love
always
our...
branch off and give something like, you want to be the star of the show?
But Mom,
Santa's the star of this show.
There's gifts from Mom and Dad, there's gifts from Mom, and there's a gift from Dad.
No, there's not just a gift from Mom.
You could do a gift from Mom.
Well, no.
Here's a Barbie doll from Love Mom. Here's a Barbie playset. Love Santa.
No, because then it turns into a competition. I'm totally with
you.
No. That's bad parenting.
It's good parenting to have a personal gift from a specific parent. I guess you'd call it that.
Is it only because it's father-daughter relationship, or do you do this with your sons, too?
Me?
Anybody. Anybody who is willing to answer. 818-2899.
Yeah, 818-2899. I do it with my boys. That stuff used to come from Santa and stuff used to come from Dad.
Just Dad.
Yes.
That's selfish.
No, that was
that's selfish
divorce.
Gift giving.
That's divorce.
Oh, okay.
Okay, leave
Before
me alone.
Before divorce, I'm talking about Scott. Play along. All right. Let's put it out there. 818-2899. I'm with you. I think even though my husband did do it, he would always give a piece of jewelry to my daughter until
What's
she lost the diamond earrings that he bought. And once I found out how much those cost, I was like, that's it. We're done with this daddy gift. But it did always make me feel weird because...
You're that insecure?
Well, no, it's not that insecure.
You're that much
but
of a crybaby?
Like, I'm the one who freaking pushed for 7 hours. That's my gift of life. But yet,
That's my concern. And he wants to give her a locket. So I was like, well, what are you going to do? Put a picture of yourself in it, not a picture of me in the locket?
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
What?
It's like, no.
No,
like,
your typical dads would forget to put a picture in it and come with the kid that came with the locket. Okay.
It's just good. Doesn't make sense. Like, why? Why do you need to be singled out as the parent who gave the best gift? Why? What is it?
It's not that you gave the best gift. It's just a personal one from one dad to a daughter or son or whatever.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, if you're just joining us, good morning. Thank you for being here. We just had a listener on the air who was like, oh my God, I'm so ticked off at my husband. He wants to buy our 5-year-old daughter a gift just from daddy. Mm-hmm. And he wants his gift to be better than anybody else's gift.
Right. In the eyes of, he might think it's the best gift and she might like the cardboard box, the tickets that something else comes in. You never know.
And it's bothering her
that
he wants to go off on his own and have just his name on it.
And she's a drama-filled crybaby.
No, because this is the thing. And I feel her because my husband did this too. And you know what this is? It's sweet. Like for a moment when my husband brought up that idea, I want to buy our daughter a gift. This is when we just had one kid at the time. And I thought, oh my God, what a sweet man. And then after a few years of doing that, and she would give daddy more love at the end because he.
Right. It's total jealousy. Now stop.
Give me the floor. It absolutely is.
This is total jealousy and insecurity. Total. Understand, dads love their daughters just like moms love their sons, right? It's that opposite thing, right? And for me, wanting to get a gift for my little 3-year-old, something that she can have, it's probably not going to be like. Here's the story. I bought her a Play-Doh factory.
Yeah.
You know, the ones we had as a kid?
Oh,
because she loves Play-Doh,
that's
right?
That's the best.
Remember,
sure.
You push down on the thing and it'd flip over and you'd hurt your finger, right? So, and I got it for her for Christmas.
And well, now, was that gift just from daddy?
It was going to be from dad, yeah. And my wife gets the pack because don't open any packages. Okay, right. So she gets it. She throws it in the closet, puts a sweatshirt on it.
Did she know at this point that this was going to just be your gift to your daughter?
Well, I hadn't spoken to her about it because I didn't know it arrived.
Okay, okay.
And she, I'm sure, realized that she didn't order it.
Yeah, yeah.
So she throws it in the closet, and then Ellie finds it because she just threw some clothes on it.
Oh, she didn't hide it well.
I come home from work. There she is playing with the Play-Doh.
That's because your wife was upset.
Yes.
By the fact that you're trying to go off on your own.
I said, I want to give her a gift from dad. She's like, no, I'm doing all the shopping.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's why I'm calling it bad parenting. Because moms typically, and if you're a dad who does the bulk of the shopping, you let me know, 818-2899. But chances are, more moms are taking care of all of it than the dads are.
Yeah,
so moms are meeting with Santa and saying, okay, Santa, this is what she wants. Or making that arrangement where the kid meets with Santa.
Yeah.
And then mom is shopping for all the other extra gifts. And now all of a sudden dad swoops in and tries to steal the show. You did no work.
That is not.
You can't have the icing. You can't again, be the icing on the cake.
It goes right back to your jealousy and insecurity about it for Christmas.
What is the gift? Did you run this by your wife? Does your wife know this is your intention?
I'm not going to tell her from here on in. I'm
going
to order something and have it go to a P.O. box so she doesn't get it.
So you're
snag it on me.
Not going to warn your wife?
No, I'm going to get her a gift and I'm going to put it under the tree. Love, Dad.
What gift is it? Is it something sentimental or is it like?
Well,
like
it was a Play-Doh machine.
See, that really doesn't make sense in my eyes. It kind of makes sense. I still don't like it, but it kind of makes sense if it's a sweet piece of jewelry. Like, Dad, I'm trying to demonstrate and show you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not I hadn't thought that far yet. I just wanted to give a gift to her.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think Sandy's right. Sorry, Scott.
Oh, Jesus. What's the point? Would you give a gift just from mom?
I just think it should be from mom and dad or Santa.
Yeah.
Always.
Moms don't think that way. Isn't that funny how we would never think just to put our name on it?
Exactly. Even though we're the ones that do all the work.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No offense.
No, it's fine. That's fine. You never got a sentimental specific gift from your dad?
No.
Oh.
It was always from mom and dad or Santa.
Yes. Wow. This is a team effort.
I've always given.
It was from grandma, it was from grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle, not just one.
Oh, right. I see. Well, obviously they didn't love you that much, so that's fine.
Oh, no.
I mean, I think it's sweet, Sandy, what you said with your husband buying your daughters like a sentimental gift. That's kind of cute. But like you said, when does it stop? Or like you said, they almost give dad more love at the end of the day.
They do.
You know, it's just not fair. And
you're
it's not
insecure.
About being jealous. It's about, I don't know. I think at that age, maybe kids equate like money or buying gifts with love, even though that's not really the case.
Sure.
You know, but it's just, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, so as she's unwrapping the gift of diamond earrings, I was having to remind her how I pushed for 7 hours. You know, it was weird. It was just a weird moment, but, you know, I had to do what I had to do.
Yep. Thanks, Tandy.
A mother is always a thankless job. Yep, exactly.
Morning.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.